Blog Talk Radio.
You have no idea what you got involved with. You have no idea who you're messing with.
Might
you
not.
Have no idea. Congratulations.
Y'all better tune in to Monday nights after Raw. To the only show doing a recap when it goes off. You know how Mondays go. Watch it Raw first. Then listening to the Perfect Flex Radio. Shout out to the CEO, my homie Mike Knox.
What up?
AKA the Stephen A. Smith, the wrestler.
Get out of here with that.
And if you ever met him, you know he knows his wrestling. Don't believe me, check out his title collection.
The King of Belts.
Haters, we don't trust him, cause we destined for greatness. Stay on the bench watching the franchise players. Shout out to Spot Face. What up, K and me? The crew better known as Three Count to you and me. Wrestling version of ESPN, first and 10. And for the fans asking, what's up with TNA? Check out Mr. Lopez, this show covers everything. And for the marks that just hopped in the bag, y'all need some wrestling history, better listen to Chad.
They're
rolling up the latest SmackDown on competition too. Matter of fact, y'all, let me stop spitting, dude. It's time to tune in to the show the pros listen to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all know what it is, man. Y'all know what y'all better be listening to. Every Monday night after Raw. Go on to www.bdsirnetwork.com or call in 347-637-3859. This is the Perfect Flex Radio, man. Y'all, you know what it is. Yo, Mike Knox, I see you, man. You got $1 million audience, man. Matter of fact, let's talk wrestling, man. Enough of this, man. It's your boy Fred Nux. Get at him.
Do you smell with Nux is cooking?
Black Mania 2 coming soon.
Do you smell with Nux is cooking? And that's spelled with three X's. Cause damn it, I am hardcore. Yeah, let's get ready, baby. Perfect Flex Talk Radio. Live at 5:04.
And we are back, people. Welcome to BDSR Network's Talk Perfect Plex Radio, people. I am your host, Mike Knox. And indeed, I spelled my name with three X's because, like Cody Rhodes, trying to do what Cody Rhodes is trying to pull off, I am hard. Core people, welcome to the program. Welcome to the show the pros listen to. Welcome to where barbershop talk meets radio. Welcome to where you can be a mark. Welcome where you can be a smart mark. Welcome where you are welcome to be whatever kind of wrestling fan you are. But hopefully, because this is the show for their intelligent wrestling fan, you bring some intelligence to the program, people. First, the particulars, people. And I'm going to call in at 347-637-3859. And tonight we have a show for you right now. We're going to talk about this week in pro wrestling, obviously breaking down Raw, breaking down SmackDown, just to go ahead and start you off with that. Also, as I just forementioned, why I am hardcore, we will talk about Cody Rhodes answering the challenge to Dave Metzger and whether or not he can pull off a 10,000 arena. Let's talk about that, people. Also, new segment we're going to be bringing to you every single show, and that is the Mount Rushmore, people. Everybody wants to have a Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling, a Mount Rushmore of boxing, a Mount Rushmore of basketball, which if you don't have Michael Jordan on the list, you're a moron. But everybody has a Mount Rushmore. We're going to break down different Mount Rushmores. We're talking about the best tag teams, the Mount Rushmore of managers, the Mount Rushmore of faction, the Mount Rushmore of robbery, the Mount Rushmore of the best pay-per-view, and the list goes on and on and on and on until we run out of ideas, which this professional wrestling means. Hashtag wrestling is storyline. We will always make something else up. Also, today on the program, we introduce to you also, I termed the hashtag Death to Dirt Sheets. And tonight, we introduce the segment Death to Dirt Sheets, people, where we're going to go around this crazy, goofy, extraordinary, smart, marked wrestling world we live in, where your mama's, auntie's cousin, JoJo, not that JoJo, JoJo, we saw you, but your mama's cousin's JoJo's little brother, Terry, or in this case, little Jimmy, has a blog that they write. They try to be intelligent wrestling fans, but they just guesstimate something is going to happen, and the dirt sheets get wind of it, and it takes run like when you just had Taco Bell, except for this time you're not running for the border. We're going to talk about Death to Dirt Sheets, people. Again, 347-637-3859. No, no, King Von Jr. 720 on the Twitter, our social media manager to the network, stars and icons, checking in. No, not JoJo Simmons. Who cares about JoJo Simmons? I mean, does JoJo's family even care about JoJo Simmons? That's a very good question. 347-637-3859. Well, in case you have been under a microscope over the past several days, this week in professional wrestling was met with some okay results, right? You had Roman Reigns trying to duplicate, if you will, the Cena Open Challenge. And to accept the open challenge was no other than, you heard it, you guessed it, take a walk with me, Elias. Now, this was met with a little bit of disconcerting from the fanfare because you had Finn Balor, who openly accepted this open challenge via Twitter. You know, everything happens on Twitter nowadays, guys. That's where you want to get into a fight with somebody. You want to talk about somebody's mama. You want to talk about, you know, you're not funny. If you make fun of my wife again, you son of a bitch. I'm going to kill you. Put my wife in your mouth, you know, just to quote The Miz as he was going into Baron Corbin. That's where it happened. So you had also via, which is weird, this was WWE.com. You had Jason Jordan respond. So it was a little weird that Elias, which I walk with Elias, by the way. When I'm walking with Elias, I'm never afraid. I mean, he's a big white dude. Looks like the Macho Man. If you think about it, right? If you put the Macho Man next to Elias, you might have the Macho Man son. But he plays a guitar like Jeff Jarrett, so why be afraid to walk with Elias when if someone messes with you, you have the Macho Man illegitimate son, right? He looks more like the Macho Man than Jason Jordan looks like Kurt Angle. And he could slap your nuts, get it? Because the guitar slap nuts. I mean, you're protected when you're walking with Elias. So you're with Elias, you're fine. But you had Seth Rollins took on Cesaro, winner in this match. Seth Rollins as the tag teams are going back and forth. Am I the only one here that thought maybe because, you know, Dean beat Shane? Why does Cesaro have to lose every match? Now, I know that I'm not the biggest Cesaro fan like some of you guys out there. But in this case, why is he losing this match? It makes absolutely no sense for him to lose this match. And I'm just curious, where is everyone that's supposed to be here right now? I'm waiting on Dice Man to call in. I'm waiting on Micah to call in. And clearly right now, you can tell, right? But it's okay, because I've done this by myself, for myself, long enough. So to hear my own voice speak, it's okay. I mean, it's what it is. I know King Von. I know 720 on the Twitter. That's King Von 720 on the Twitter. I know you're here, bro. I know you are here because you're a true friend. It's like Papa Smurf and Brainy Smurf. I know that you're going to be around when I need you to tweet, to troll me, as you always do. You love to troll me. And here's the thing about being trolled. You have to be fall witness to the trolling to be trolled. And he knows every single time he says something about DC, it gets underneath my skin. It's like nails on a chalkboard. Matt, it's worse than nails on a chalkboard for me. It really is. It's like if I was hog tied down and my wife came out the shower butt-ass naked and I couldn't touch her. That's how bad it messes with me when people make fun of Marvel versus DC. I'm just tired of it. Let it go. You know? And again, at the end of the day, frankly, no matter what you think, how I feel, okay? But back to what I was saying, okay? But I don't see how Cesaro loses this match every single time. It just doesn't make any sense in the scheme of their rivalry. I'm just thinking, like, if you have this rivalry going on between these guys, why is he losing this match when, you know, the tag team match is going to come up? I just don't understand that part of the booking, okay? Also, on the Monday Night Raw, because it wasn't really, you know, it was one of the Raws. It was just okay. Though you watched it, but it was just okay. Again, Seth Rollins wins by pinfall. Then you had Titus O'Neil with Apollo Crews versus Samoa Joe. And you ask yourself, now you know why Titus O'Neil's shirt is $5 before, after, and during Cyber Monday and Black Friday sales. Because no one's buying Titus's shirt. And here's the thing. It's not that we're not even Titus O'Neil fans. I mean, there's not many of them out there, okay? But I don't think anyone hates Titus, right? Like, I'm a fan of Titus. I want to be. Let me rephrase that. I want to be a fan of Titus O'Neil. But the hardest part about being a fan of Titus O'Neil is that they make it hard for me, okay? Why is he in this match against Samoa Joe? And before that, why do you have a T-shirt that's dedicated to the Omegas? Now, I'm not a Q, okay? If I would have pledged, although all my friends and family are Qs, I'm a Kappa kind of guy, okay? That's what it is. I'm a Kappa kind of man, okay? But I do think the sign is cool. Sacks a Kappa. Michael Jordan's a Kappa. You know, Jesse Jackson's a Kappa. So it's just cool to be a Kappa. I mean, not a Kappa, I'm sorry, a Q. But you can't market a shirt that clearly is a Q sign to wrestling fans. Just doesn't add up. Titus O'Neil has failed, just like his T-shirt has failed. And it just needs to stop. Then you had Sasha Banks, Mickie James, Bailey. To me, this is the highlight of the night here, guys. Versus Paige, Mandy Rose, and Sonya Deville. Here's why this match bothered me. Because it also took place on SmackDown with the SmackDown women taking on the newcomers coming up as well. And although SmackDown almost beat Raw this week in ratings, which is pretty freaking crazy, right? If you think about the scheme of things. As Raw was good the last few weeks leading up to Survivor Series, it's equally good as I thought it was. It's been equally not as good since. I don't want to say bad, but not as good. And I get these girls are here, and I get these girls have to make an impact, but they dominated this match, and especially on SmackDown side, how Natty leaves the ring, they isolate Naomi, and then they just dominate Charlotte in the ring. I like that match a little better. At least it was Natty leaving in her storyline and her role playing made sense, you know. And then them isolating Naomi kind of makes sense. But why did Charlotte never help? Okay, just I like the new girls. I get what you're trying to do, but come on, you got to give me more than that. The return of Bray Wyatt taking on Matt Hardy. Bray Wyatt wins, and then guess what, guys? You guys asked for it, not me, because I'm on record. You go back into these shows, I've said it before. I'm not exactly sure if Matt Hardy, I mean, it's the same character, right? Just one's broken, now he's awake. You know, if WWE, who can use the name Broken for all intents and purposes, now that TNA's given up on the name Impact and allowing the wrestlers to keep the names, why go the Woken Matt Hardy way? But not saying that it wasn't entertaining in TNA, okay? The same way I say things are good because they're on SmackDown and the perception of what SmackDown can be accepted is different from the perception also of what NXT can be accepted and what's accepted from the perception of Ring of Honor is different from the perception of what accepted or what is accepted, shall I say, if you will, so to speak, from Raw is completely different. I am curious to see, and not to mention, it was hot when it first came over because you went into WrestleMania, they came over, the Elite Champs were through, I would say the roof, but there was no roof at Camping World Stadium, but everybody knew what he was then coming over at that point in time. And because it's now been 6 months since then, it's kind of died down. You heard very scattered Elite references in the crowd on Monday. They're trying to get it over so good. He's taken to Twitter. He, you know, I'm a Woken and Senior Benjamin and all the things that are going on with Woken, Matt Hardy. I'm just curious, guys. I personally don't think it's going to work. I want it to work. I don't think it's going to work. And I don't think it's going to work because of fans. I don't think the fans of the WWE, the perception of the fans, know what it is and will accept it. They know Matt Hardy and the WWE for being a Hardy boy. They know Matt Hardy and WWE even for being version one. I mean, hell, my gamer tag, everything I use has V1 in behind it because I was a huge version one fan. Trust me, I'm a huge Matt Hardy fan. Broken Matt Hardy, on the other hand, I'm not exactly quite sure if it will work. I'm just not sure. I want it to work. So before you tweet that, Vaughn, that I'm not sure if it's going to work, make sure you put it in there. I want it to work. I'm just not sure if it will work because of the fans of the WWE on the level that the perception of what the WWE fan base accepts from Raw differently than what they would accept from somewhere else. Like, could you imagine, just to, again, paint the narrative for you fans, could you imagine the Fashion Chronicles on Raw would never work? Not at all. It would be considered stupid, dumb. This is stupid. And then you would hear people say they're wasting all the talent of Tyler Breeze. That was a moment of silence for the stupidity that fans say, because Tyler Breeze came up from NXT with the exact same gimmick, and it didn't get over. But I guess that was the WWE's fault as well, right, fans? Come on. Also on Monday Night Raw, we had a fatal four-way match between Akira Tozawa, Noam Dar, Shivari, and Rich Swann to the number one contender to take on, you guessed it, the cruiserweight champion of the world, winner, Rich Swann. Very good, entertaining match. Just don't see why Bubs from the Wire are winning matches. That's all. You got Noam Dar in this match. I mean, there's so many different ways. Why is Tony Nese not in this match? They could have went, and they went with Rich Swann. Why you go with Rich Swann? Because if he loses, which he will lose to Enzo Amore, no sweat off, no one's back, right? So then you had, after you had the interruption of the open challenge, you had Elias come out to accept the Intercontinental Championship open invitational with the Miz to rise. People thought Miz was there, but those of us that know, he was not there. Didn't get fooled, just those who don't read the internet knew what's going on. Again, winner, Roman Reigns. And you know, Asuka, Dana Brooks, never seen anyone lose so fast in my life. That's not true. I did see Honky Tonk Man lose to the Ultimate Warrior very, very fast. So Jason Jordan took on Kane, winner by count out. Kane then take on Finn Balor, winner by disqualification. Finn Balor. I mean, this was the how can I say it? This was the results of the night. Against the run-of-down, you had Seth Rollins take on Cesaro, defeating Cesaro. You had Samoa Joe defeating Titus. And you had Bray Wyatt defeating Matt Hardy, which became Woken Matt Hardy. I am thou who thus thought that I could not do what I wanted to do. But by being done, I am now here. Because once he pushed me and nudged me because the alarm went off, I became Woken. Delete everything I just said. Then you had Bubs from The Wire, a.k.a. Rich Swann, defeat Akira Tozawa, Noam Dar, and Tavari. Roman Reigns defeats Elias to retain the Intercontinental Championship. Asuka defeats Dana Brooks. Kane beats Jason Jordan via countout, and then Finn Balor defeats Kane in the main event via disqualification. That was Raw. Not very entertaining, right? Not very entertaining. Could you actually give Raw a good rating by that? I'm not exactly sure. Then you go to SmackDown, two-hour program, which was completely great Matt Hardy impression. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that one, King Vaughn. I appreciate the love. I just know that probably wasn't too good, okay? But you had the New Day take on Chad Gable, Shelton Benjamin. Guess who won, y'all? Why is American Alpha 2.0 formed? Can somebody tell me how this helps Chad Gable? How this helps Shelton Benjamin? I don't know. I have no idea how this helps these guys out. I just don't know. I don't see it. I need to know why. But it happened. New Day wins, of course. Then we had the Bludgeon Brothers. You don't know who that is? I'm not going to go over it. Former members of the Wyatt. Sorry, I'm just sorry you didn't know. Destroy, humiliate, and defeat the Hype Bros. Highlight of the night, Mojo Rawley turns on the Kid, as he's referred to by Edge and Christian and most of the guys in the back, but to you guys, he's probably older than you, so you can't really call him a kid, Zack Ryder. Woo, woo, woo. He still sucks, bro, right? Because he even got beat up by Mojo Rawley. The biggest question is, do they believe in Mojo Rawley as a singles competitor? Is this where they're going? Can Mojo Rawley be a singles competitor? He was over in NXT, but again, the perception of NXT different from the perception of what you get on the main rosters. That is the question. That is the answer to everything that no one knows the answer to. But what we do know, what we do have, is that no longer are the Hype Bros together. Whole question, are you happy the Hype Bros are no longer? Because I know one thing for sure, I fucking am. I am completely happy they're done. You should be happy they're done. Because they was doing nothing with them. Because as good as tag team wrestling can be in the WWE, this is not the Hype Bros' fault. I love the New Day. Well, let me rephrase that. I admire the New Day. Right? The New Day has done their thing. For me, the New Day is like that crazy, deranged girlfriend you dated where you know she's crazy, so you're sick of her. But then you can't stop yourself from calling her here and there, right? Because the thing she could do was so good, you kept calling when you know it was not good for you. That's the New Day. That's what the New Day is. So you get the New Day. You have the New Day. You have the Usos who, from day one-ish, right? Let's put it out there. That's their mantra, right? That's their moniker. I've been down since day one-ish. 97% of you guys have not been. You are now, but you have not been fans of theirs until they came to SmackDown and changed their image around. I've been an Usos fan since day one. Who else is there? They have built, talking about the WWE, no other good tag teams. The Bar became good, and the Bar wasn't even winning on Raw. The Bar became good because of how they performed in the ring and what the WWE allowed them to do. Can you say that imaginary brass ring Cesaro actually reached for it in the way of a tag team division? I would have to say so. No one in the tag team division has reached for the brass ring. And if tag team wrestling could be really, 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 really good, it's just as bad as it's been over the last couple years. Just as fast. See, wrestling, talking about the WWE here, this is the weekend wrestling, which is what I've watched, which was Raw and SmackDown. Right? I didn't get a chance to watch Ring of Honor. I did watch Being Elite. I do watch that weekly, but it's not a wrestling show. It's them being elite. The problem with the WWE is that you could be hot one moment and cold the next. And wrestling fans have a short-term memory, like 2 Minute Tom, right? You remember 2 Minute Tom from one of them Adam Sandler movies, or just to make it even easier for you, like Dory. We have short-term memory, and we forget shit because it's wrestling. You hype us up. You get us invested. You do nothing with it. Oh, the hell with you. Y'all do the hell with us and what you're doing, so we go to hell with what you're trying to build. And that's what happens. WWE Championship, AJ Styles defeats the Singh Brothers in a handicap match. Ruby Wyatt, Liv Morgan, and Sarah Logan, like I told you, defeated SmackDown Women's Champion Charlotte Flair, Naomi, and Natalya. We told you what happened. Natalya left. Naomi got isolated, and they beat Charlotte Flair. Then the main event, which the whole entire show was built around, was Kevin Owens versus defeats Randy Orton in a no disqualification match. Sami Zayn comes out, who was barred from ringside, but he didn't go to the ring, which I thought was great. I kind of want to say I saw it coming, but I'm one of them guys, if I don't say it out my mouth, although I'm thinking it, it doesn't count, right? You got to see, if you don't say it verbally, it's a thought. You didn't say it, it was a thought, right? So I thought that would happen. I thought that was very good as far as wrestling psychology and wrestling being storyline and finding wrestling loopholes in wrestling storyline, and they did that. She's barred from ringside. He wasn't at ringside. He was in the entrance ramp. I thought that was absolutely perfect. Where Raw missed the ball at? No Shinsuke Nakamura. I mean, SmackDown. But that's a good thing, right? Because he needs to be kept off television for a while. Because right now, they're ruining Shinsuke Nakamura. No Baron Corbin, which I know all you've got to say, oh, my God, thank God Baron Corbin didn't wrestle. Screw you. Baron Corbin is the future of this company. If you think they got to thumb up their ass for Roman Reigns, well, guess what? The other hand is going to go right up Baron Corbin's ass, okay? Because they love Baron Corbin. I'm telling you right now, you should love Baron Corbin too. Right now, I know that King Vaughn 720 on the Twitter is laughing at me for making that gesture about Baron Corbin. I'm a Baron Corbin mark. What can I say? But that's your week in wrestling at SmackDown and Raw is concerned. What's your take? Give a total belt grade here. Because that's all they really deserve, right? Is a total grade. If I could give this week in wrestling, I honestly would give it a 2.5 out of 5, right? That's like a low C. I just didn't think they delivered. I didn't think they delivered anywhere but other than inside the squared circle. And I know you're saying, well, if they had good matches, then how could it be bad? Because wrestling storyline. 2.5 out of 5, my worst title ever. Why I don't own it, will never own it, don't even know why they sell it, but people buy it. A friend of mine has it. Why it's a bad one, we call why. 2.5 hardcore championship belts. The weekend wrestling was pretty much trash to me. Raw and SmackDown were forgettable. You don't remember nothing that happened from there. To be excited about them coming this week is really because it's form of habit. It's just like waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. You just know that when you're sleeping, you have to go pee. So you get your ass up and you go to the bathroom. That's wrestling for us this next week. We're watching it out of necessity because they gave me nothing to look forward to this week. Oh, I'm sorry. Paige comes back to the ring tomorrow. Does that excite you? Some? Not me. The new sex tape from Paige? Now, that might excite someone. Her wrestling again? Not saying she's not good, but that's your leading into Raw tomorrow? Really? No Brock Lesnar? No. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm throwing out something to get us hyped tomorrow. Nothing. Nothing. Because I know this is a down period in wrestling. This is where things go bad for the rest of the year. But damn, WWE, that's the best you can put on? John Cena winning the title for the 16th time, which pissed a lot of people off, was better than Raw this past week. We'll be right back, y'all. Perfect Plex Talk Radio.
Better by Cena! And Styles kicks out now. Have you ever seen John Cena pull that out of his bag of tricks?
I've seen a variation of it from John, yes, but not exactly how he went into it there. But what John's right now is doing is he's pulling everything out that he has.
So what do you think is... Wow! What's it going to come down to, Johnny? What? Who is? What does Styles or Cena have to do to secure the WWE Championship tonight? Because so far they're throwing everything, I think, including the kitchen sink.
Oh, I'd love to say something smart right now, but I don't know. I'm just a fan, and I'm enjoying the hell out of it. This is a championship match. This is what you expect out of the Royal Rumble. This is what you expect out of the road to WrestleMania. This is what you expect out of WWE. You don't find it anywhere else in the world. And this is what you expect out of two great champions.
And this singles trilogy more than living up to the hype. John Cena. The look on John Cena's face says it all.
Bewilderment.
Disbelief.
Bewilderment. How did AJ Styles kick out of that?
An avalanche. AA. Cena thought he had buried AJ Styles to claim the WWE title, but no.
Look at this. The Super AA. John Cena had no doubt. I mean, absolutely no doubt. He had just won the WWE Championship.
Oh, and Cena, again, lifts AJ Styles. Styles counters. Styles clash again.
But AJ is in no way to capitalize.
There have been so many
tremendous counters. Look, it's a tremendous counter. AJ Styles hits that on somebody else. AJ Styles hits that a different time. He wins the match right there.
Combat Sports has served up a bevy. None and scored. Cena gets Styles again. AA one more time.
Oh my.
What?
Wow.
Wow. The message sent loud and clear by John Cena.
Oh.
History at the Royal Rumble.
Here's your winner and the new WWE Champion, John Cena.
We mentioned the Nature Boy Ric Flair. John and John Cena has just equaled one of the most storied marks in sports entertainment history.
And we have witnessed absolute greatness by both performers. That was a championship match. Somebody call the San Antonio PD, because these boys just stole the dang show.
Amen.
Wow.
Unbelievable performance.
That is what a championship. That is what that WWE title means. The same title that San Martino, that Hogan, that Austin, that The Rock, that Triple H held. That's how you fight over the most prestigious title in sports entertainment. And that right there is the WWE Champion, John Cena. Big match, John, you've done it again.
And here at the Royal Rumble 2017, it's the My Time Is Now era for John Cena.
That's right, and it's another reason why 50,000 strong turned out tonight. Look at this. AJ Styles going for the phenomenal forearm. John Cena hits the AA. John Cena rolls through. Picks him up from a dead position and hits him with another AA. And John Cena becomes the WWE Champion again.
Week 16 for John Cena.
When you talk about the greats in sports, when you talk about the icon, in any sport, in any entertainment genre, you better put that man right there at the top. So John Cena just won a classic again. We're on the road to WrestleMania, boys.
What a start.
Wow, that was good.
Not to take anything away from AJ Styles, to catch the WWE career the best of times and the worst of times, but hats off to both John Cena and AJ Styles tonight.
Be proud, John Cena, be proud. I have been in this business for 25 years. I've been on this earth for 50, and I've been a sports entertainment fan my whole life. That was one of the greatest things I have ever seen.
That's a great, and I know John Cena is proud. He's just established himself in this elite level. And one of the greatest champions
look
ever
at
was.
And he's celebrating with a man who's granted over 500 make-a-wish wishes and celebrating
with a young member of the WWE Universe.
More than anybody else from Make-A-Wish, John Cena, one of the greatest moments of his career, takes the time to make a young man stay.
And John, he's been doing it longer than any other sports entertainer. 12 years!
Delete! 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 Delete!
And we are back, people. Perfect Flex Talk Radio right here on BDSR Network. I have no fucking idea where the hell everybody else is, but it's okay. I'm a professional. The show must go on. But you best cool turkey because Thanksgiving. It's a little bit over a week ago, right? You still got some turkey in your refrigerator by now. Should be throwing it out. You're down to the gristle. You know what I mean? But I'm going to cut these mofos out. Trust me. You know me. I am what I am was what I am, and that's all I can. I am. And that's all they can stand that I am. Something like that Popeye said, right? I all that I am, and I say, well, I don't remember it. I should remember, but I don't remember right now. But 347-637-3859. So the question, guys, that we have, Cody Rhodes responded to Dave Meltzer. Now, everybody knows who Dave Meltzer is. I've been on record for years now. Nothing against Dave Meltzer. I don't know the guy personally. And saying he's got the end all the be all to wrestling news. He used to work for the company. He knows a lot of guys in the company, a lot more, you know, guys than I do. I'm not saying that I'm in a better position to know more about wrestling than he is. As far as the inside of the company is concerned, I won't go there. But I'm 42 years old. I've been watching wrestling for 42? So I've been watching wrestling for 35, 36, 37 years. Okay. All wrestling, not just WWE, although that's what I am a bigger fan of. But he made a comment, which I want to say that I agree, but be careful here, Vaughn, what you tweet out, okay? Because I need you to hear the whole package from now on sometimes, maybe. Maybe, right? That's a key question to what I say before tweeting it. So let me get my point out first. If you decide to tweet anything here, you don't. Dave Meltzer said he doesn't think that Ring of Honor and Cody Rhodes and those guys could pull off a 10,000-seat arena. Now, in saying that, can we say we disagree with him? TNA couldn't pull it off, and TNA has been the biggest North American wrestling company that the world has seen since WCW. No one outside the WWE and North America since WCW folded, was that 01? Voted, has done such a venue. Cody Rhodes took offense to this. Cody Rhodes should take offense to this. He is five times bigger now than he was in the WWE. Why? Because fans like you and you, come on, little Jimmy, you, hey, Johnny, don't hide out. Billy, Tommy, well, the Power Rangers, were they? Kim, come out of your closet. I know you guys. We're not Cody Rhodes fans when I told you to be a Cody Rhodes fan. I've been a fan of Cody Rhodes since Hardcore Holly, since Dashing Cody Rhodes, The Mask Cody Rhodes, Stardust, and now The American Nightmare. Cody should feel this way. The Young Bucks should feel this way. Right now, Cody Rhodes, The Young Bucks, and Kenny Omega, thank you, 2001, WCW folded. They should feel this way. They're arrogant. They're cocky. They're everything that WWE should love because they're exactly what Shawn and them were. They are the wrestling children, minus Cody, because we know his father is the greatest of all, one of the greatest of all time, and Dusty Rhodes. But they are the children of the Attitude Era. They're the children that were birthed by the Stone Colds, the Rocks, the Triple H's of the world that gave them this freedom to do what they will with wrestling, because wrestling's supposed to be fun, damn it, right? Remember the guys, it's real to me, damn it. Well, it's to be real to me, damn it, because that's, you know, fun to me, damn it, is what the title should be. It's fun to me, damn it. That's what wrestlers should say, because it's got to be fun. Ring of Honor wants no part of this, guys. So notice that it's Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks that are trying to pull this off. Rumor City's having it in New York. I mean, Chicago, you know, L.A., bigger cities. It has to be in a bigger city, right? I have two concerns. One is, are these 10,000-seat arenas that they're going to end up paying for, right? Meaning Cody and them, but they got the money. Well, I would assume they have the money. I know Cody probably has the money, but does he want to spend that much money on something like that? Is that a good investment, right? What do you know about investments? I don't know shit about investments, let alone a good one. No, that's a lot. I've invested my life into my wife. Good investment. I've invested time with my Lord and Savior. Great investment. Other than that, I can't say that I've had great financial investments. Frankly, I've never really invested in anything but BDSR Network. And it's paid dividends. Not the ones I wanted them to pay, but it's paid dividends. Got me places, you know, Fox Sports, you know, not the top Fox Sports, but a Fox Sports affiliate, right? But investments. So, will they buy this arena and give these tickets out? Because at that point, you could say, they sold out a 10,000-seat arena. You know, you could say that he did it. Cody Rhodes, the Young Bucks, sold out a 10,000-seat arena. You know why they sold out a 10,000-seat arena? Because they paid for it. And at that point, if you pay for it and everybody's there, then guess what? It sells itself out. That's what can happen. That's probably what happened. That's probably what will happen. But let me tell you why it shouldn't happen. Could it be an asterisk next to it, like Barry Bonds' home run race, which I don't put it there, but majority of people put it there. You know, like the Boondocks coming back on with new writers, hashtag or asterisk. Should be there. Because one thing about Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks is they're unique, they're funny, they're young, and frankly, and they're ready for this business to be different. It's a booming period for wrestling. It should be a booming period for wrestling. It needs to be a booming period for wrestling. But as I said, Ring of Honor wants no part of this. Why doesn't Ring of Honor want a part of this? Because TNA had no part of this. Because what happens if they, Ring of Honor, then get a 10,000-seat arena? What's the worst thing that happens? They sell out a 10,000-seat arena. What happens once they sell out a 10,000-seat arena, wrestling fans? Do you know? I tell you what happens. If they sell a 10,000-seat arena, then they have to fill it up all the time, at least for every single pay-per-view. Look at NXT TakeOver. First couple of ones in Full Sail, amazing. They went to Brooklyn, right? First one was NXT Brooklyn. Crazy. Now, every single time there's a takeover, where does it have to be? At a big arena. So they have it mixed in with the big four now, right? So wrestling fans can sell it out. That's the WWE's marketing behind it. It was NXT. Ring of Honor, can they do that all the time? Can they do that four times a year? We need them to. We want them to. Because, as this is coming from me, hashtag I've been labeled, WWE guys, hashtag I've been labeled, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, hashtag I've been telling you, I've always drunk wrestling Kool-Aid. I just ain't got too much sugar in it because I ain't got no sugar in my tank. You get it? My point being, it needs to happen for wrestling fans. And for it to happen, wrestling fans have to pay their dues. Give back to Cody. Let the man, the WWE, know, let them know that it can be done. But Cody can't do it alone because Ring of Honor don't even trust in what he can do. So Ring of Honor says, here, you can have our wrestlers, Cody, but we're not behind this. It's all up to Cody to do this. It's all up to the Young Bucks to do this. Now, they got the internet by storm. Let's be real here. The Being Elite, they're getting 200, 300,000 views. But are those views, okay, willing participants of fans to spend money on the product? I say they can, but the question is, will they? I think somebody here is calling from Delaware on a hotline, the bet line, if you will, so to speak. I get your Chargers were playing. You get a pass. The other two, some of bitches, don't get no pass. 302, who's this?
What's going on? This is Dice Man. What's going on, everybody? I'm sorry. I actually
ain't no, ain't no, there is no everybody. There is no everybody. You know what? I accept the food baby. I've been a victim to the food baby. But you know what you do when you know you want to have a food baby coma? You set the food baby coma alarm.
I had no alarm set. I laid down for
you
like
have,
20
you have
minutes.
You have that big, beautiful, note blue 8, and you set the alarm. You tell it what to do. Okay? I gave wrestling, by the way, a 2.5 out of 5 WWE Hardcore Championship for the week. I thought wrestling was trash this past week between SmackDown and Raw. I did. But now we're talking, Cody.
So, go ahead. Just to throw a quick input. Yeah, I definitely agree. Wrestling was pretty horrible. Nothing was exciting for me. I'm glad that the women division they finally got names for the groups. I thought that the Naomi angle was pretty good, but other than that, I really didn't care for wrestling at all. I'm gonna give it like 3 out of 5. JBL U.S. title runs when he was part of the cabinet.
Okay, I like that. Mount Rushmore tonight, Vaughn. Do me a favor. Delete that tweet. I just retweeted, by the way. It's the Mount Rushmore of tag teams we're going to talk about momentarily, okay? Not just Mount Rushmore. I need to specify that because everybody has a Mount Rushmore. And as I said, the segments we're going to bring are going to be different. It's going to be tag teams today. If you get a chance, please redo that. Cody Rhodes, please call into the program, brother. Call into the program. And as he says, welcome, Dice. Okay. Everybody else can kiss my arse. But the question, as I'm posing to wrestling fans, if I've held this thing down for the last 40 minutes by myself, well, I'm used to it. I can talk. You know that. I don't think they can pull this off. And if for them to pull this off, wrestling fans have to not talk the talk, but they have to walk the walk and go out here and spend this money. Do you believe Cody and them can fill this 10,000-seat arena?
I absolutely believe that Cody Rhodes can do it. I believe within what, the past year, Cody has arguably been like one of the most popular, if not the most popular, independent wrestler going in professional wrestling today. Not to mention the following that he has because of that. And because of the way that WWE has not given him the type of freedom that he'd like for his character to show his actual ability, this actually rubs people the wrong way. So there's going to be those people, there's going to be those fans that actually are against WWE, but they're pro Cody for the time being until he comes back to the WWE. So I think that he'll have a big enough following that he'll be him and Young Bucks, they'll be able to pull this off. And I think they do it convincingly. I think they sell this out very convincingly.
You got a lot of faith in this.
I do. Only because just because of the following. It's not more so of the people per se. I mean, Young Bucks are good, but I think that Cody Rhodes has surpassed their popularity in the little bit of time that he's been on the independent scene. So I think
he's 5 times more popular than he was in WWE.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think that alone will help them actually get to that goal of what they want to do. But however, even if they don't, even if they, let's say they come up short 2,000 people, I still consider that's a success. Has this ever been done before? So I mean,
WCW, of WCW has not been done.
Yeah. See, so I think it's success. I'm pretty sure he'll have a better show than a TNA program. So anything above that, yeah, I consider it a success. But I really think that he hits minimum 8,000. Maybe 8,500, but I think he definitely hits the number.
Well, it's to be seen, and I'm excited to see. Like I said, I want it to happen. I think wrestling fans, the wrestling world needs it to happen because, like Matt Hardy being woken, I think the WWE needs to wake up and realize that your fan base is going slowly, slowly but surely has been leaving you, and it slowly but surely has been leaving you because people are not having faith in you anymore because wrestling is no longer fun. As I was explaining earlier, wrestling was fun. As I said earlier, you're welcome to program Valley Grounds. I don't mind repeating this because I thought it was a good thing to say. Remember, it's real to me, damn it. It should be. It's fun to me, damn it. And I get that, and I've taken that off of the interview, which we're going to have some segments coming up. I don't have the name for it properly done yet. The interview review show, whatever we decide to call it. You know, I know sometimes I come up with names on a flying dice that that name is stupid, so don't mark that down. But you go, where you come up with these names from? Like, it just pops in my head. You know what I mean? But listening to Dolph Ziggler's interview with the Edge and Christian show, or on the Edge and Christian show, if you will, so to speak, he says, you know, two and a half years ago, he had a decision to make. He wasn't going to stay or go. They asked him to stay, so he stayed. Right now, he doesn't know what he's going to do. And it's not it reaches a point where it's not fun anymore. And I think that's what Cody, Kenny, the Young Bucks, and those guys are doing. They're letting wrestling be fun to them, and it should be fun. You know, they're as I said, they're outside of Cody, they're children that were birthed from the Attitude Era. So all they know is suck it and, you know, F you, Vince, and that kind of mentality that WCW and WWE, ECW had at that time in wrestling. These guys are pretty much young guys, you know, in their early to mid-30s, you know? So wrestling needs Cody Rhodes to pull this off, and I hope that he does pull this off. But what I do want to talk about right now, before we get out of here, I've been by myself, my voice a little hoarse, I'm drinking, I'm pre-gaming for my Eagles as they take on Seattle tonight. The Mount Rushmore of tag team wrestling. Now, as I said earlier in the program, everybody has had a Mount Rushmore, right? From Jordan, Olajuwon, Jordan, Kareem, Shaq, Kobe, whatever you want to put your Mount Rushmore. Everybody's had one, right? You had your wrestling Mount Rushmores. Mine, personally, I will say this again. This has nothing to do with my personal favorites. This has nothing to do with, any feeling of mine other than what I think they've done for the business, right? Spot faces that have a saying, butts in the seats. To me, as far as single wrestlers are concerned, no one has put more butts in the seats, and no one has been outsold by these four guys. So because of that, because of what they've done to wrestling, to me, my Mount Rushmore for professional wrestling is HH, Ric Flair, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and John Cena. That's my Mount Rushmore. It has nothing to do with who I like. That's not my personal Mount Rushmore. You know, my favorite, who I would have up there for all. I'm talking about what I think the business's Mount Rushmore should be. If you want to maybe, and if there's argument for this, I welcome it. Take out Flair to put in Taker. I think that's a legitimate argument because did Flair really outsell Taker? I don't really think that he might have. That might be very close.
See that thing. I hear that similar list of Mount Rushmore wrestlers a lot. And my question is, why does Taker never get that spot? He's arguably the greatest character ever created. That's pure WWE, i.e. WWF.
Not name.
Yeah,
right.
He's been purebred, created from WWF, and he's the greatest character from the company ever. How does he not get that spot?
The reason why I said I welcome any argument compared to that, I had a discussion with one of my son's godfather when Ric Flair's 30 for 30 came out, and here's the best way I can answer that question, Dyke. It's the Jordan effect. I said something to my wife this morning, right, about Jordan and LeBron. So you know why LeBron will never be considered better than Michael Jordan? Because the perception of LeBron James is he's a pussy. That's the perception of LeBron James, right? Let's be real. LeBron James has the perception of being a bitch, a whiner, a crybaby, right? So because of that, Jordan's perceived as, you know, same thing like with like Floyd Mayweather. Oh, Floyd will never be that. He didn't fight people. He didn't knock nobody out. Then that doesn't make him the greatest, right? So I think when it comes to Flair and Taker, it's the whole Ric Flair and the Horseman thing, and it's what he's did, and it's because of him. You know, wrestling has its path to the yellow brick road, if you will, on how to be a wrestler. And I think a lot of tradition goes into Flair more than what you're saying. And that's why I say if you want to insert Taker, take out Flair, I'm cool with that. But again, that 4.1 people, that's what I would put up there. Cena, Stone Cold, Taker, Flair, HH. I don't think it gets no better than those guys as far as Russell is concerned. But tonight, I'm going to start with you, Dice Man. And again, with that same premise, do me a favor, Dice, turn it down in the back. I know you just woke up. You got your game turned up.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you in a car? Okay.
No, no, no. Right. That's my heater. That's my heater. That's my bad.
Okay, thank you. With that same premise now, because I want to set a precedent about what the Mount Rushmore being. When we used to do our list before, me and Spot came up with it was butts in the seats, it was in ring ability, it was microphone skill. Because people come up with lists, right? But they don't tell you why their list is this. I believe your list should be. I remember I went through this with King Vaughn when Vaughn made his list, and he came to me for advice. I said, well, the same thing I'm telling him, I'm telling you guys, as we told the world. A list has to have standards. It has to have a meaning. It has to have a level to it, in my opinion. Because anybody could say, best hip-hop artist of all time, Tupac, Biggie, Jay-Z. I would argue that. I go, what the fuck is wrong with you not putting LL Cool J in there? What the fuck is wrong with you not putting Eminem in there? You're not putting Eminem because he's white? What's wrong with you not putting Raekwon the God or Scarface, right? So you got to put levels to this shit. You have to give it a list, an understanding of why that list is being made. So, same thing applies for single wrestlers as it does for tag team wrestlers. Best in ring, microphone skills, the impact effect. No pun from Impact Wrestling, because they've made no impact on anybody in years, right? Since the Management Mafia, they've made – that's why they changed their name from Impact to the Owl, right? They make no impact. So the impact they had on wrestling, that means the boom they put in professional wrestling. Butts in the seats. And if social media was around, it's relatively, what, 15 years old, if that much, right? Barely 15 years old with social media, right? The impact they had in the world. So I'm going to start with you, Dice. What would be, based off those criteria, your tag team Mount Rushmore? I think we might have the same. I mean, I know what mine is, and what I believe it is. I want to hear what you think the Mount Rushmore professional wrestling is.
I'm gonna put the Fabulous Freebirds in there strictly because I mean we have the Freebird rule now, in which the New Day is taking full control of that, and they utilize it very well. We get to see a number of combinations that it throws teams off, and they actually mesh very well, all three together, no matter who it is. So I got to put them in there. A personal favorite of mine, I got to throw the Steiner Brothers in there. I think that they were a pure tag team, not only because they were brothers, but they were actually wrestlers beforehand.
They were actually brothers. I always laugh at that because there's been so many brothers in wrestling that were never related. That's all. I just think that was a great one.
I'm going to go with I'm trying not to throw my age out here, and I'm actually trying to
I've been watching about 36 years, 37 years. Go with it.
Yeah,
brother.
So I'm trying to go with what I know.
Half the people don't know shit about the Freebirds. Okay, not a fucking thing. But you name them.
I'm gonna throw a tie in here because I can't pick one over the other. Dudley Boys.
So it's the Flair Taker thing. Okay, we're gonna throw a fifth one in there. Okay, a two face one.
You have the Dudley Boys or you have the Hardy Boys. I can't pick one over the other because they both are kind of on that same wavelength to me. And I kind of feel them as that tag team of like the late attitude, early ruthless aggression era, when they really, really got so good. So I'm going to put them in there either or, i.e. you can put, you can substitute either one. And then the last tag team I'm going to go with the modern day tag team. I'm going to throw the Usos in there. I believe that the Usos will be probably one of the top three, top four.
So are they premature? Is their face still being built on the Mount Rushmore, or are you putting them there with that last statement? Because, I love the Usos, but I can't put them, for me, on that list. because they
I think they're still getting that niche, but I think now people have to start taking that actual conversation more seriously. What they've been in WWE for what, 7 years now? They've done everything. They've sat as baby faces with, you know, merchandise getting sold left and right. They had that slump in which most tag teams do, but their slump wasn't like a lot of tag teams usually is. Like, you know, usually the tag teams have a slump and then they break up and then they go solo. And it never really pans out when, you know, like a brother tag team, whenever they go separate ways, it never pans out. I can't really think of anybody that really, really panned out for to where they don't get back together, not because they wanted to, because they have to, because they can't sell singly. So I don't want to see we've seen it before when one of the Usos got hurt. I don't want to see either one of them in singles matches. I'd rather see them in, you know, in a tag team. So I feel like in the past 7 years, it's not a better tag team that were better than the Usos other than the New Day. And, you know, so I can't throw the New Day in there yet, but from a merchandise standpoint, yeah, I would put New Day in there. But from the impact that I feel like the Usos had over the business, more so than the New Day, I think that, you know, I think the Usos are slightly above the New Day. But the New Day kind of, you know, gets us like, remember the Freebird? The New Day is still reminding us that the Freebird rule is out there. You know, they're taking advantage of it. So that's why I would put them up there. Slightly under the Usos, if I had to choose one or the other.
This is where I would put a cog in your space and sprocket, if you will. The New Day has outsold the Usos dramatically.
I'm pretty sure.
The impact that the New Day had over that 2-year run was very significant. I mean, you got grown men wearing unicorn heads. They light up. You got, come on. Like, what are you doing with that unicorn horn at nighttime? I know, it lights up, you got somewhere to stick it, that's where you're sticking it, right? They got grown men doing it. They got grown men and kids eating booty like it's groceries with Bootios. They got a special tag team belt that cost $500 that sold out in 20 minutes. I cannot put the Usos above the New Day. I cannot. But that's your Mount Rushmore. I disagree with it, but it's yours, and you're entitled to it. You cannot.
I mean, granted, I could have thrown in something different, but I wanted to give something from every era, because I feel like that's not
right.
Fair.
I get that. To go through all the genres, like if you had to make a basketball one, and I would say you have to throw LeBron on there. Much as I want to, I think you got to. You know?
Yeah.
So I think I kind of understand where you're coming from. I disagree, because I don't give a fuck about what people think. It's about what's real. I'm not trying to appease anybody. I'm not trying to stroke nobody's ego or rub their chicken. It's legitimate. It's what it is. You know, what it is whether you like it, you don't like it, it's the best damn thing going today. Michael Jordan, unless LeBron wins 4 or 5 straight more championships, will always be the greatest basketball player to play basketball. Muhammad Ali will always be the greatest fighter, no matter what anybody else does. That's what history is going to tell you. You cannot have a Mount Rushmore without the Legion of Doom.
Mm.
You cannot have a Mount Rushmore without the Legion of Doom. LOD goes on this list, and it's hard for me because tag team wrestling, not that you feel the same way, I'll be having this conversation, correct me if I'm wrong, is one of your favorite things in wrestling. To me, it's my favorite thing in wrestling. Is tag team wrestling. So my personal favorite would have like the British Bulldogs on that list. It would have, like you said, the Steiner Brothers on that list. I feel you in that, but it's not my personal list. It's what I truly believe that it did for the business. And I think you got to go Freebirds. I don't want to. I hated the 7 Freebirds outside of Bad Street, Atlanta, GA. I mean, I watched them in UWF. I watched them in AWA. I mean, I watched the Freebirds in NWA, WC. I watched the Freebirds stand there my whole life. That racist motherfucker, the Michael P.S. Hayes, is on record for being. You can't take away what they did for the business, right? They introduced wrestling to theme songs. and entrance videos and what they've done for the business. The Legion of Doom was the Goldbergs of tag team wrestling before Goldberg was Goldberg. They just dominated. They would come to the ring with their music on before there was Ultimate Warrior, and they would beat your ass while the song was still playing. Gotta put the Legion of Doom. Legion of Doom, Fabulous Freebirds. Here's where I have another problem with your thing. Yeah, you had the Two-Face. You had the Two-Face Mount Rushmore, right? Should it be a Trisector face by throwing in Edge and Christian in there?
I wanted to, but I didn't want to. You know I wanted to. Those are like two of my favorite of all times. I wanted to, but I didn't want to, you know. It could
as Lillian Garcia would say, Christian and Edge. Right? Remember when they went to that phase where it wasn't Edge and it was Christian and Edge, right? Right. What do you have right here? I wouldn't put LOD, Dudley's, Heart Foundation, Edge and Christian as well as the Hardy Boys and Steiners. Well, that's just too many fucking people. It's only four people on my Rushmore. Too many people.
It's a Royal Rumble of Rushmores.
Hey, look what the Soul in Sports does. Cody Rhodes and the Elite. They like our tweet. Dice Man, and I believe Cody has what it takes to fill the 10,000-seat arena because of his following. Hey, I mean, this is the show the pros and icons listen to. What can I say?
That's
without
beautiful.
King Vaughn, we would never know these kind of things. I love you so much, Vaughn. Top five. Get a top five people on Mount Rushmore 4. Okay. Well, I'm going to go LOD. And I'm being honest. It's like I put the Freebirds there because of everything I said that Elicit had. But I don't want to put them there because a lot of people don't know shit about the Freebirds. You know what I'm saying? They really don't. You know, the only reason why they know the Horsemen is because they're so highly publicized and they can go back and they watch them. But a lot of people don't know the fucking Horsemen. They didn't live that life, these young kids. Right? That's what I think it is. I think it's damn near that one, Micah. Well, Mike, not Mike, I'm sorry, because he's not here. Don't worry. I hope everything's okay, because he's never the one who not respond to my text or anything like that. So I'm actually kind of concerned. The fact that you were asleep, I take that. Hugo said he forgot. He told me he wasn't working. But Micah never missed anything, so I'm kind of a little – I'm a worried about it. But it comes to my – I love hard, and I'm very loyal. If anybody know anything about me, I'm loyal as fuck. If you ride with me, I ride with you, the wheels fall off. So the fact that Micah's not here or responding, I am a little concerned. So I didn't say his name, but King Vaughn put LOD, Dudley's, Hart Foundation, Edge and Christian. I think I would just take the Hart Foundation out and insert the Fabulous Freebirds. That's how I would have it. I would have LOD, Dudley's, Fabulous Freebirds, Edge and Christian. And I think a little bit more than the Hardy Boys, and here's why. It's that stigma that nobody wants to listen to, that's not fair. When they left, they fell off. Because when they left, they wasn't the Hardy Boys. They were Jeff Hardy. They were Matt Hardy. You know what I mean? They had such an individual separation, although they were always still together. But they were more separate after leaving. And they don't have nowhere near the pedigree, but that the Dudleys and LOD had. No one has so many tag team titles. LOD and Dudley and Edge and Christian have won so many titles. So many times, I think the Dudleys are the only ones that had every single championship that ever existed besides in the last 20 years. ECW champions, WCW champions, WWE champion, ECW champion, IWGP champions. That's crazy, right? And LOD had WCW, IWGP. They also were the Japan champions. WWF, they had every belt that was around when they were around. My tag team, Mount Rushmore, would go Dudley. LOD, Freebirds, Edge and Christian. I think that Mount Rushmore for tag team is up for debate, and we will debate over the next few days to come as well. Before we get out of here, though, we do have a new segment that we want to talk about. DJ, as I come out of the bathroom, and I had to flush because the smell rose to my nostrils, but I had to delete what was inside the commode. Delete what was inside the commode. I said, delete what was inside the commode because my wife began to say to me, what is that erroneous odor? I said, it was my butt, and I wipe it because if I did not bite to my butt, it could not be what it is, and that's clean. I am awoken. Hashtag death to dirt sheets. Every week, guys, we're going to read some of the dumbest, stupidest wrestling rumors that are out there and why I have the hashtag death to dirt sheets. This past week, you know what? I let DJ say it. DJ, what was this stupid news that got shut down by one of the WWE's own?
I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. So I can't remember who was the person that did it, and I'm so pissed that I didn't save this article. But the tweet was that AJ Styles was reportedly going to retire after WrestleMania this year. AJ Styles himself retweeted that same statement and said 100% absolutely not true. Me personally, I believe AJ Styles. He's only like he's 39, but he hasn't had a significant injury. I still think that he has at least 2-3 years max left in him before he probably thinks about retiring. I mean, think about it. He just got to WWE at age 38, 39. So he's going to be turning 40 soon. I don't think that he has a 1.5 year run with WWE. Not at all. And I hate that the fact that one of my favorite wrestlers had to clarify this by somebody putting a stupid article. They don't even have the actual like report of how they got it. So I would like that's my thing. Like if I'm gonna read a report, can I at least get some more like knowledge? I don't wanna see like, oh, AJ Styles is going to retire, you know, after WrestleMania, end quote. What? Where did you get this from? Why did you say it? Like, there's nothing else there. And I hate articles like that. I hate, well, I'm not even going to say articles. They're more like tweets or statements. But all these people start to get, you know, they get the ball rolling. And next thing you know, it's full-blown in my Google search news because more people are actually responding to it. And it just pisses me off because now I have to waste time to actually go and research how many other outlets are actually retweeting this, or they actually have this, and there's none of them. And I just think it was hilarious that AJ Styles was actually able to, you know, say like, hey, no, you're wrong. Sorry, Dirt Sheet, you're wrong. No, not this time, brother. So I thought that was really great. I laughed my ass off once I read it.
Well, you know, it was funny because he had a interview also about that, and he came out, and basically what it was, he had an interview saying, you know, he had been a bad, so to speak, because since he's been married, he's been wrestling, and he's been living the life of the wrestler on the road, and that, you know, he wants to retire by a certain age, so that way he could go home and be a better husband to his wife and be the father to his kids, a little bit better than what he's been. Not that he didn't say he was a bad father. But, you know, just, you know, I've been doing this for a while. You know, maybe it's time to go home soon. So then the rumors started romping and running rampant about, you know, his contract's up soon. And he, like you said, he came out quickly and shut that down. You know, one of the ones now is Triple H is rumored to be in 4 different WrestleMania matches. He will wrestle. Yeah, some crazy shit, right? He will wrestle Shane McMahon, Kurt Angle, Braun Strowman. I'm sorry, 3. And Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. I still think that's not happening. That's still possible. I know people think that's the way it's being built. But Triple H is going to wrestle once that night. So can y'all pick one? Is it Braun? Is it Shane? Is it Kurt? I don't think he wrestles Shane. It makes no sense to wrestle Shane. Why for wrestling fans who say that Triple H has the golden shovel and always inserts himself in matches, why is it, excuse me, so important that he wrestles Shane McMahon? It's got to be the brother-in-law versus the brother-in-law. Why? I would be more interested in seeing him versus Kurt Angle. At least that makes sense, Dursey, because they know each other. And if you got a trust mind in the ring when you're that beat up and, you know, beat up, battered, and bruised, so what's somebody you know that can take care of you in the ring? Why go with someone different?
I'm actually like I'm glad that they, like, the dirt sheets don't know who Triple H is facing. Like, and I think they're doing that on purpose, but I also believe it's because they want to see what they can get the most reaction out of. That's why we don't have a definite storyline for Kurt versus Triple H, or for Triple H versus Strowman, for, you know, like, it's so many ways they can go, and I think that they were still trying to hold out for this Rock and Triple H WrestleMania
finale.
What
do you think about Cena taking on Taker at WrestleMania?
I have no interest in it at all.
Because he didn't leave his boots in the ring, he technically didn't retire from wrestling. That's what's being said. I reported that news as well. Because technically, when a wrestler gets done, he leaves his boots. But as you said, his character is so iconic, his jacket and his hat are way more important to his character than his boots. So if anybody can
do
something different, wouldn't it be Taker?
I mean, who's gonna sit there and watch him unlace his boots in the ring? I mean, granted, it's Taker. He can do whatever he wants in the ring, but nobody wants to sit there and watch you unlace your boots to take them off. And you're going to walk. You're going to walk 100 yards back to get to backstage. No, I don't believe. I don't believe that. It's the equivalent to what I would think when Kane retires. He'll retire. He'll put his mask in the ring. He's not gonna. He'll put maybe his mask and his glove in the ring.
With the wig?
Probably. So, you know that,
okay.
Which fucked my head up when he took it off,
yes,
and the nigga was bald.
When I first saw it, I said, "What the fuck?" Right. That threw me off. That shit was a wig, my dude. Brother, for real, brother. Like, you had a wig on one of them, right? That shit threw the world off. Yeah, and then they said they restored his face on the TV. Like, what about those in the arena? You know what I'm saying? Like, they got to make his face look all the, you know, the, like, come on. That's why I like the WWE. It's a comic book to me. It really is. But
I think I don't have no interest in Cena versus Taker. It's too many. It's too far gone. Like, we should have got this before we even thought about Taker and Bray Wyatt, or you could have inserted that so many times before. But
only two people should have retired them. Should have been Kane. It would have made sense. I told you, I go back to that Survivor Series they had where he wrestles Kane, but every single person he wrestled comes out, and it should have been a buried alive match. And just like in that match, they buried him. Remember, Mankind and I came out through the dump truck of on top of him, and then he was on the screen. And I think from the Dead Man, and I know people get mad because you're throwing in a Christ reference, but this is wrestling, and let it stop for a second. And it's wrestling, it's entertainment. He rose from the ashes of and he ascended to heaven. I thought that's how I would have rolled on his off the television. You know what I mean? They buried him alive. Everybody he beat at WrestleMania all came out to help bury him. You're done. All right, you think he's dead. The hand comes through the dirt, but he rises up. Kind of like the death of Superman. You know what I mean? He's not really ever dead. Like, people say, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little spoiler here. He's never dead. Okay? Superman never died. He got beat the fuck up, and he was in a hell of a coma. He was never dead. Okay? That's how they wrote him off. And then second, if he was going to do it, which was maybe 7 years too soon or 5 years too soon, because he put on great, great super matches after that, was when you had Randy Orton take him on as the Legend Killer. I thought because of what Randy Orton was doing would have been great. You know what I mean? But besides those two, definitely shouldn't have been Roman. It should never be Cena. It would take away from everything that ended Mania, that how it went over, how the match ended in a psychological, how it ended, and how Roman had to defeat him in that match with the run into the ropes to hit the spear because the one spear wouldn't do it. And how they left his coat and hat in the ring, and it was the last thing he took after they broke the ring down. You can't take that iconic moment away from Taker. So that's why I'm going to say death to dirt sheets today, because that's just one stupid-ass dirt sheet. Now, if you're going to have a dirt sheet, don't have a dirt sheet. Do editorial news. It's that way it's news that it's real. WWE has a new show. They're going to air NXT on the USA Network this coming month. Will it be a permanent show? Or is it be a one-off? What is that going to be? Then you have the rumor Money in the Bank match is now going to feature both brands, and there's going to be 6 ladder matches. You're going to have Raw and SmackDown Universal WWE Championship Money in the Bank. You're going to have double tag team Money in the Banks, double women's championships, double Money in the Banks. So six matches, all Money in the Bank matches for all the titles. That will be interesting. That's something that I want to come across, that I say that's likely to happen. But when you come out your mouth and you say someone's retiring and they're not, or you come out your mouth and say Cena versus Taker is happening because maybe Dave Meltzer uttered the words, it's utterly fucking stupid. That's all I got to say about that, DJ. What you got to say that we got here, man?
Great win for the Chargers. Hopefully wrestling is much better this week. It was superbly trash. Usually I'm excited the whole week. I barely could keep track of what happened this week. But I'm more excited to see what these new women do. I'm really excited to see all of them. Some of the current women are kind of getting stale.
Did you see your girl take a selfie in the shower? Nia Jax?
No, this is all news to me. What is she doing?
Well, go to her Instagram page.
Oh my gosh. Oh man.
I mean, she's not naked. She has on her panties and t-shirt and her panties on, as Dina Howard would say. That was one of my favorite songs, by the way. I think it's that was like my line to play. T-shirt and my panties on, driving around Wilmington at nighttime. Boy, that got you a lot of booty. For real. That was just had an all-black monster with black tinted windows, playing T-shirt and my panties on like at 10:30 at night. Please. It was like Mardi Gras.
There's no current feud that I'm really excited about right now. I mean, I really just turned into SmackDown just to see what the Usos are going to do. And I really like what the Bludgeon Brothers are doing. I think they can be a really big threat to the Usos. So I'm excited to see that. Raw has absolutely nothing for me. I just like to see Asuka come out because I love her entrance music. Until she actually wrestles a viable opponent, I don't think that
It gives that dimension of the end of the year wrestling is trash. That they just pack it in right now, right? Normally I don't feel that way. I know that the perception has been out there, and maybe a lot of it of that perception may have been reality. But for my reality, I always thought it wasn't always bad this time of year. It's really, really bad right now. Like everything they built, like I said earlier in the program, for Survivor Series went out right out the window right after Survivor Series, and they've given me nothing since then. But with that being said, guys, Dice Man on the Twitter. Go follow him, D-Y-C-E-D, man. Did I say that right this time? I think I did. You already know where I'm at.
You did.
Make sure you follow Talk Perfect Plex. Make sure you follow King Von Jr. 720 on the Twitter. And I apologize to Micah. I had to text him. I kept texting him crazy during the show. I forgot he was at a concert for one of his students this week. So it was cool. I cut you all out, and now I'm apologizing later. But it's okay because I held it down by myself for 45 minutes if that's what I'm used to doing. But with that being said, guys, listen, do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me to me and don't love God. See you next week, y'all. Same wrestling time, same wrestling channel. The show they're posing to y'all, Perfect Flex Talk Radio. Peace.
Peace.
You have no idea what you got involved with. You have no idea who you're messing with.
Mike Knox.
You have no idea. Congratulations.
Y'all better tune in to Monday nights after Raw. To the only show doing a recap when it goes off. You know how Mondays go. Watch it Raw first, then listening to the Perfect Flex Radio. Shout out to the CEO, my homie Mike Knox.
What up?
AKA the Stephen A. Smith, the wrestler.
Get out of here with that.
And if you ever met him, you know he knows it's wrestling. Don't believe me, check out his title collection.